It was a misty, cold night in early spring, and my young son was shivering. Most of us had gathered around the warmth of a roaring campfire, but my son looked cold and miserable. I felt his cheek, and he was warm with fever. He whispered that he didn't feel well. "Dad, can you carry me back to the tent?" I will never forget that memory. Holding my son close to my chest as we walked through the dark, I was feeling his dead weight in my arms. His breathing was becoming slow and relaxed, trusting me to carry him back to the warmth and the safety of our tent. Have you ever felt too weak to walk? And maybe too afraid to take another step, moving forward only by being held by someone stronger? Well, the opposite of fear is trust. And I pray this meditation from Isaiah chapter 41 will guide you towards trusting deeper in the Lord, for He is with you. He is your God, and He will strengthen you. So turn there now as you see His hand reaching for you. We will be together in this quiet retreat for about 15 minutes, but allow me to mind the time. Center now on settling into the presence of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Feel the divine embrace as your eyes begin to close. As you feel the weight of your body pressing you down deep into the arms of the Holy Father, listen and respond as I read now from Joshua chapter 1. And as I lead us, answer, "But Lord God, I need you to uphold me." May the Lord bless the hearing and reading of His word. The Lord asks, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous." But Lord God, I need you to uphold me. Do not be terrified, dismayed, or intimidated. But Lord God, I need you to uphold me. Remember, the Lord God is with you wherever you go. But still, Lord God, I need you to uphold me. Continue to rest here, being held. Just resting in trust. Rest here in strength. Rest here being held by God. Continue in quiet reflection as you take note of any hesitation. Is there any resistance that you feel keeping you from surrendering to God? Search deep now for any pride or arrogance hiding within you. Continue now deeper in quiet reflection as any vanity lifts off your shoulders. I want you to feel the freedom as self-worth slips behind you. Feel your soul saved as you surrender to being held by God alone. As the Lord carries you through the dark, you may discover your thoughts drifting. Not to worry. Feel no self-condemnation, but rather allow your mind to drift back then to praise for His promise to help and hold you. Be carried further now for a moment. Fears and distractions will come and go, but allow them to float behind you as you center on the divine help offered by God. Take this minute and intentionally center on your sacred prayer. Lord God, uphold me. Center now too on your breathing. Even the breath you take is a gift from God. Notice how each breath that you take carries you to the next. Each breath upholding you. So take time here in continued meditation, being mindful of the life-giving gift God has given you in each breath that you take. Continue to take note of your breathing. Just slow breathing from your belly. Be careful not to gasp from your chest, but slow, deep breaths. In from your nose, into your belly, and then out through your mouth. If you can, now breathe in to a count of five. Hold for a moment, and now out to a count of five. Keep that cycle, a few deep breaths. It may take a few, but feel yourself settle into that peaceful rhythm, breathing in to five, and then out to five, several more times. Whispering silently in your mind as you breathe in and out, hold me. Take a minute now to be present as you center on your breathing and whispering in your mind, Lord God, I need you to uphold me. continue on in this divine retreat as you center now on God's message for you from Isaiah chapter 41 verse 10, and we'll begin in the New King James Version. Listen now for words of trust and faith. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Where did your thoughts settle? Well, listen once more and believe in the Holy Spirit guiding you into the strong arms of God. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Where did your mind begin to center as you listened to the second reading? We'll take this next minute for that to be your contemplation. Once more, but listen now from this wider passage in the New Living Translation. But as for you, Israel, my servant, Jacob, my chosen one, descended from Abraham, my friend, I have called you back from the ends of the earth, saying, you are my servant. I have chosen you and will not throw you away. So don't be afraid, for I am with you. Don't be discouraged, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will hold you up with my victorious right hand. What feeling or thought or idea did you encounter in this reading? Well, let that be your sacred word as you center on the strength of God's help for this next minute. Now listen once more to this third divine reading from the New International Version. Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. What do you want to hear from God now? Well, take this next minute for these words to become yours in a time of personal prayer to be held close. Idle your thoughts now as you reflect in a moment of imaginative contemplation. I want you to see yourself as my son did. Cold, weak, helpless. Do you long for the warmth and safety found in the arms of your Holy Father? Well, be aware of every sensation and each detail as you imagine yourself stumbling through the dark, through the rain. And then pause as you hear the whisper of God. My chosen child, don't be afraid, for I am with you. Don't be discouraged, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you along, and I will hold you up with my victorious right hand. For this next minute, I want you to feel chosen. Be confident. And be hopeful of being held by your Heavenly Father. As we close, take another moment to rest here in the divine presence, your mind centered on the strong arm of God. Also, be mindful of those you may encounter along the way that may be wandering alone in the dark. How might the Holy Spirit guide you towards someone who needs the arm of God? But for now, accept this prayer of benediction to remember to fear not. For God is with you. Do not be dismayed, for He is your God. So may you place your trust in Christ, your hope in the Holy Spirit, and encounter the strong, upholding arm of the Holy Father. And Lord God, hear our prayer. Amen. And as we close, remain here in this divine retreat for as long as you can, just simply whispering, Lord God, I need you to uphold me.